Hi, I'm Kim Jay. I'm a visually impaired chef and a volunteer for RNIB. Christmas is coming and I absolutely love Christmas. I love all the cooking, I love getting my family together. And today I'm going to do an amazing recipe that most of you would not have ever heard of. It's a Hungarian recipe which they make traditionally at Christmas. Now, I'm hoping I get the pronunciation of this right, but it's called a gazoba cake. Now, it's not quite a cake, it's not quite a biscuit, it's a hybrid, and it is amazing. Everyone that's tasted this absolutely loves it and wants the recipe. Well worth making. And again, very, very, very easy to make. Now, the ingredients that you're going to need: 500 grams of plain flour. You'll need 250 grams of butter. And you're going to need a sachet. Now, that's about 7 grams of dried yeast. You're also going to need 25 grams of sugar, one whole egg, the yolks of 2 eggs. You're also going to need about 100 mils of milk, and you're also going to need a pinch of salt, about 150 grams of ground walnuts. Now, if you're anything like me and you're not a lover of walnuts, walnuts is traditional in this recipe, but I substitute it for pecans, which I think's much nicer. You're also going to need 2 jars of apricot jam, about 2 tablespoons of icing sugar, about 300 grams of chocolate, and those are your ingredients. Now, again, very, very easy to make. Now, in a saucepan, you put in your milk, you put in the yeast, and you put in the sugar, and you bring it up to a simmer, not a boil, a simmer. Now, if you want, you can do this in the microwave. Now, you get a very large mixing bowl, and into that, you put the flour and the pinch of salt. Get the butter, cube it into small pieces, put it into the flour, and rub the butter into the flour until it's like fine breadcrumbs. Now, once you've done that, you add in the egg, the 2 egg yolks, and then slowly you add in your milk and yeast mixture. And you keep sort of stirring it until it turns into a dough. Now, once it turns into a dough, you knead it for at least 10 minutes until the outside becomes nice and smooth. Once it's nice and smooth, divide this dough ball into 4 equal balls, put them to one side, and sort of leave it to rest for about 30 minutes to an hour. You can do it longer if you want, but sort of 30 minutes to an hour is fine. Now, whilst that is going on, empty your apricot jam into a bowl and just put it into the microwave for about sort of 30-40 seconds just to loosen that apricot jam up so that it's easy to use. Put that to one side. You get your walnuts or you get pecans or whichever nuts you want and grind them down. Now, if you don't have a grinder, just chop it as finely as you can, or you can do my favorite thing. Put it into a sturdy freezer bag, get a rolling pin out and take out your anger on those nuts and bash them up until they're all into tiny pieces. Once you've done that, mix it together with the 2 tablespoons of icing sugar and set to one side. Now, by this time, everything is done, everything is prepared. Lightly flour a pastry board. And you also need to prepare your baking tray. Now, you need a flat baking tray, approximately 30 centimeters in length, and put a baking parchment on the bottom and just very lightly butter it so it's ready for cake to go into that. Put on the oven to 160 degrees. Now, you get one of those 4 pastry balls and roll it out into a rectangular that's the size of your baking tray. Now, it should be approximately 2 or 3 millimeters in thickness. You get your apricot jam and spread it all over this layer of pastry. You get your nuts with the icing sugar and sprinkle it on top. And already with the apricots and with the nuts, you can smell Christmas. Once you've done that, put it to one side and then roll out with another ball to the identical size that you've just rolled out. So you've got another rectangular pastry and put it on top of the apricot jam that you've spread. And once again, you spread another layer of apricot jam, another layer of your nuts mixture, and roll out another layer of pastry. And you do this until you've got four layers. So once you've got your four layers, you don't put the apricot and the peanuts on top of your fourth layer. You then put it onto the baking tray and into the oven and cook for about 35 minutes or until the top is a sort of gentle golden brown, and it is amazing. Pull it out and you can smell the melted apricots and the roasted nuts. Now, what I do is I top this cake with chocolate. So I'll get about 300 grams of chocolate, put it into a mixing bowl with about 25 grams of butter, put it into the microwave, and every sort of 25 seconds, I'll pull it out, give it a stir, put it back in, pull it out, give it a stir until the chocolate has melted and you've got this lovely glossy chocolate, which I then pour over the scoba top until it layers the top of this cake. And if you want, you can decorate with more nuts or even dried apricots. Allow to cool, set it aside. It'll take about 2 or 3 hours to cool for that chocolate to set. Once it's done, you just cut it into rectangulars, approximately 2 inches in length. Or you can do it in diamond shapes, however you want. And you have the most amazing biscuit cake recipe, full of apricot, full of nuts and flavour. And the amazing thing about this cake is because it's like a biscuit type of base, you can store it in an airtight container in a cool place for a week beforehand. So all the hard work is done before your guests arrive. This year, instead of putting chocolate chip cookies or mince pies under the Christmas tree, try putting this cake under the Christmas tree. I'm sure Santa would love it. And the good thing is, with the apricots, he gets one of his five a day.